First public hearing is conditional use number 1976, Indian River School District.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an elementary school expansion to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 26.77 acres, more or less, and lying southwest of Road 331, also known as Arm Branch Road, 1,200 feet southeast of Road 339, also known as Old Landing Road, and being northwest of First Street in Riverview Subdivision, being more specifically identified on the tax maps as tax map ID, District 133, Map 17, Parcel 41 and 42. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application. That was submitted with the application when it was originally received. We were also advised in a cover letter that the applicants have met with Department of Transportation, and they did meet on October 7th of 2013. That DLDOT will not require a traffic impact study, but will require right-of-way and permanent easement dedications, construction of a sidewalk along Orange Branch Road, and that a formal submission through DLDOT's review process is required to obtain a letter of no objection. On November 26, 2013, DLDOT commented that the department has received the preliminary site and entrance plan and they are in the process of reviewing said plans. On December 9th of 2013, we did receive comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and they referenced that the site is located in the town of Dagsboro Sewer District, that the school expansion will connect to that sewer district, or sewer system, excuse me, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, and that the school is not in an area where the county will provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. That's all I have.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good evening. I'm Garth Jones with Becker Morgan Group. We're the site engineers and architects for the expansion.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I've been doing this about 20 years. I don't think we've turned a school down yet, but I guess it could happen.
Might be people concerned about environmental issues.
I wonder if it's
such it is Millsboro.
Yep.
Yeah, how tall is the school?
By the way, how tall is this school?
Well, it's 22 feet.
Public institution.
Okay. 22
one story.
Feet. There
one
you
story.
Go. You're safe.
38 feet on the
I'm sorry, sir. You heard what our director read into the record. Is there anything you want to add to his what he's read in the record on your behalf?
I'd like to add a couple of things. It's my understanding that this school property is considered legal nonconforming, and in order to do the expansion, we had two options: either seek a variance before the Board of Adjustment or a conditional use. We thought the conditional use would be cleaner, just because it would allow for future expansions without having to continue to go for a variance. The plan before you is very similar to the plan you have, and that is the entire property. There was recently a parcel consolidation to join the two properties together. It's roughly about 27 acres. And this is a closer-up view of the existing school, and in the orange is the one-story addition that's proposed. It's roughly 9,000 square feet. It's 8 classrooms and 2 restrooms. As Mr. Lang mentioned, we are going through agency review process, DLDOT, DENREC, and Fire Marshal. We actually have submitted our letter of no objection to DLDOT. We've got review comments, and we're actually submitting back to them next week. Essentially, we're having to dedicate right-of-way, dedicate an easement for a multimodal path, and then improve. We're adding sidewalks along our branch road and also a multimodal path across the play area. In addition, we're also adding some fire lanes to improve emergency access around the building.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if there's anyone here that has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, do you see the expansion of this conditional use as having any adverse effect on neighboring properties?
No.
Do you see this expanded use having any adverse effect on roadways?
No.
You see it having any adverse effect on surrounding property values or the community as a whole?
No.
Mr. Chairman, that's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
As I'm looking at the conditional use index sheet that was provided to us, is this providing additional parking spaces as well, or are they already existing?
Parking spaces are already existing. We are reconfiguring the area around the addition, so we are reconfiguring that. But parking, we're well over parked. Right now, required parking space is 72, and we provide 116 parking spaces.
So they're not actually new, they're just reconfigured?
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay. And no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
No further questions.
Okay, Mr. Lang?
Not a question, just for clarification. Mr. Jones stated that he could have gone to the board, he could apply for a conditional use. If he'd have gone to the board, the maximum he could have applied for would have been 25%. So it's probably the best choice would have been a conditional use, so you could just come back in with revised site plans in the future.
Agreed. Thank you. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Okay, Council?
Just one for the sake of the record. Is this to serve the need for additional capacity at that school for families and students in your school district?
Yes. The school district recently went to full-time kindergarten. And also, this is also for increased enrollment they're seeing. They would like to have the addition built in time for next school year. So it's an aggressive schedule.
Well, you better shake a leg.
We are doing that.
That's all the questions I have. Thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1976? Indian River School District. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1976? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.